So back in November 2019, I was asked to create an overview of our continuous delivery setup. And this was for the autonomous drive development at Volvo Cars, so quite a complex project. After a few hours in front of this massive whiteboard drawing boxes for everything, we had 72 components on the board. Quite a lot, but hey, quite a complex project. Some of these components were services like Garrett and Jenkins and Nexus. Some of them were configuration files, but 25 of these components were basically just glue code, just making things work together, translating information from one format to another, triggering actions in one system when another thing has happened, etc. And this is 1/3 of all the components, just glue code. I remember thinking that similar glue code is probably developed in other teams and in other departments and other organizations and other projects. So there has to be a better way. And it turns out there is.
Thank you, Eric. I really love that story. Indeed, we believe there is a better way. And that's what we're going to present today. So we'll talk about CD events, a project to provide a protocol and vocabulary for events and signaling in the continuous delivery area. But before we dive in, let's briefly introduce ourselves. Hi, my name is Andrea Frittoli. I'm a software engineer at IBM. I serve as co-chair of the Events Special Interest Group at the Continuous Delivery Foundation, or CDF, and I'm one of the maintainers of the CD Events specification. I'm also a maintainer of Tecto.
And my name is Erik Stanersson. I work with continuous delivery in Dowile and focus mainly on high complexity projects like autonomous vehicles and mobile network backbones. I'm a member of the same event groups that Andrea co-chairs, and I'm also a maintainer of the CD event specification.
So today we are in the Folsom CI/CD dev room, and most of you are probably familiar to some degree with the concept of continuous delivery. Today we'll focus on the events in the continuous delivery space and how we use them to solve glue code issues and more. We'll also introduce the CD events project specification and community. We have a few use cases lined up to present today, and we'd love to hear your story as well. Do you use multiple platforms in your CD setup? Which ones? Do they talk to each other and how? Use the link from the slides and in the chat to tell us your story. We'd love also for you to join one of our working groups and discuss your use cases and how you use events in your setup. But let's get started. Eric?
Thanks, Andrea. So first up, let's look into continuous delivery events as a concept. But just to make sure everyone is on the same page, we can quickly summarize what continuous delivery is all about. So the same way that continuous integration aims to continuously or frequently get your code built, tested, and merged to main, continuous delivery aims to get your project frequently ready to be released. And in its widest form, continuous delivery is really not just build and verification and deployment. It can go all the way from an initial idea, breaking it down, developing, building, verifying, deploying, getting measurements back from the deployed services, and using that to form the basis for the next idea. And it's really too much for any one system to solve. Instead, we frequently have to rely on integrating many projects together. And here is just a few examples of open source projects in the continuous delivery space. And many of these projects will, at some point or another, need to be integrated together to solve some specific use case. So that's where we are when it comes to continuous delivery. Let's talk a little bit about continuous delivery events. So this would then be messages and data that you send from your continuous delivery pipelines and enter your deliveries, continuous delivery systems. There are two fundamental ideas to this. First, a system that produces value should announce it. Obvious values are things like built binaries and artifacts, but there's a whole bunch of different values we could consider as well, like a code change being made, a test being run, deployments being done. So you would have then some sort of event system where the systems that are allowed to send events to that can announce when something valuable happens. The second big part of it is that other systems can then react to these values. So when another system sees something that they are interested in, they can take some action. It could be visualizing something, it could be announcing it in a different way, it could be running something, retrying something, et cetera, et cetera. And continuous delivery events is really not a brand new idea. It's not something that we invented in our project. In fact, it's being done in many projects already. So we have Tecton that produces cloud events and can also use event to trigger new activities. We have the Eiffel Events project that is providing a standard for events primarily focusing on industry. We have Kepton, who uses events internally to trigger new actions and activities. And there's a whole bunch of projects that are using events in some way. An issue here is that while all these projects are using events, their events are different. So Tecton events cannot be easily understood by Kepton, for instance, by default. And the same is true for all others, because each definition of events is different. So a while back, there was the idea, maybe we can work together on building something that works for everyone. Andrea.
So enter the CD events project. Just a note about the logo. So at the moment, the time we are recording, the logo for the project is almost finalized, and we'll update the slides with the final version of the logo as soon as it's available. But yeah, so welcome to the CD events project. What is CD events? At the time we are recording, CD events is the latest addition to the CDF as incubating project. And CD events aims to be the common language to the CD ecosystem for events. So it provides a vocabulary, a specification, as well as SDKs to implement these events. It's work in progress, but already a few projects provide experimental support for it. Before we dive in further, just a bit of history. So the interoperability special interest group was created in mid-2020 with the goal of discuss and research interoperability in the city space. And one of the work stream of this SIG was focused on interoperability through events. Then later in early 2021, we transformed the work stream into a SIG of its own. And towards the end of the last year, so in 2021, we